King of the road, I know every engine on every train, all their children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale.
I love that. Oh, Roger Miller song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can also follow me at Twitter at Bruce Allen. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the past 6 years. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of their firstborn son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always great to be on. Thanks so much.
Well, you know our first order of business. It is the health status and welfare of Judah Andrew. We want an update.
I love it. Thanks for asking again. 3 months, 1 week, and 4 days old, and he
Yeah, but who's counting?
Yeah, who's not me? And really having a great time. Hey, have you ever seen those kids that wear helmets as infants?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have an appointment tomorrow. He's got a really flat head. We didn't even consider it, but our pediatrician says, hey, I'd like for you to get this checked out. And so I might have to get a Bruce Allen sticker to put on his helmet if he has
yeah,
one.
Yeah, dad chatter will get
yeah, there you
hat.
Go.
Oh, God, that'd be hysterical. Well, I just love the journey you're on. Is he still kind of over the colic or the
yes,
worst of it?
Yeah, we've moved through that season.
See,
and,
just like I said, 3 months.
Yeah, you were right. You were right on. It was within days of his 3 month age. So.
All right, listen, we got to get right to it. This is a heavy duty topic. Biblical thoughts on responsibility, your own thoughts on the shootings and mass media, is it affecting how we act, how we think? I just want to turn it over to you, and I understand you actually spoke on this at a sermon this past weekend, so please tell us all that you think on this. I'm very eager to hear.
Well, really, we could do a 7-part series. I know we've got less than 7 minutes to cram this in, but yes, I did speak on this past Sunday. It just lined up that I was the speaker in our main services. Our senior pastor was out of town, and I opened up the service with inviting one of our other pastors to pray, not only for the victims of this just tremendous tragedy in the movie theater massacre, all those involved, but also to pray for this young man, and if anybody else was involved who committed these atrocities. And I know that's a tough thing to pray for him and those possibly involved, but I think that we're called to.
Well, I would argue with you on that one, but I'd rather go because I believe I really don't care about him at all.
Yeah.
I believe he will face God's punishment, and it's up to God, not us, to forgive him pray for him. His ultimate judgment is out of our hands. What I do believe we can pray for is the victims' families, the those that are still hurt and recovering, and God willing, will recover as much as possible. So on that score, I would disagree with you a little bit, but I'm more eager to hear other thoughts that you shared, other things from the Bible that you'd like to
Well, that does lead me to then the first point that I made in my message, and I'll share it. I'll share it on your blog. People can watch it if they like. But the first.
Oh, God, is there a video link, too?
There is a video link, yes.
Oh, please put it up there. I mean, at the very least, I want to see it because you are such a marvelous speaker.
Yeah, for really what I started with
that. The privilege of seeing Pastor Drew speak, he is as articulate and more so in person because he's got such great presence.
Well, I appreciate that, Bruce. Well,
you know,
one of the first points that I made, and it was really a question, is what hope is there for the world if there isn't a God of justice?
Yeah.
And when things like this happen, we want justice. Like you just said that, you know, we cry out for justice. And there's things that have happened in the past, things that will happen in the future that we so want justice that we can't even carry it out on our own. And so thankfully, as we turn to Scripture, we see that God is a God of justice, and he gets involved. And the verse that I, the passage of Scripture that I spoke on actually was out of Genesis, involves Abraham and the town of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I won't go into all the details, but basically there's just tremendous violent oppression, extreme human brokenness, and God doesn't sit back and just watch. and idly let it play out, but he gets involved. And that gives me hope, because God isn't a God who sits back unaffected by these events.
Didn't he do it in a bigger manner with Noah prior to Sodom?
Yes. Yeah, prior to that he did. He looked down, and it literally says that, and God was grieved. I mean, to think of God being grieved over mankind, looking and seeing the evil and the destruction and the desolation.
Well, you know, it's ironic. I'd never thought of it, but it's no different than the parent of a child that turns out to be evil or hurtful, like the parents of this young man.
Yeah.
I have sympathy for them, by the way. I don't know how I could live with myself. In fact, my column next week is about is called "All Love Is Conditional." I don't believe that love is unconditional. I don't believe our marriages are, unconditional relationships. Maybe the relationships with our pets are unconditional. Maybe our dog loves us unconditionally. But between human beings and between us and God, I think there are conditions.
Hmm.
There are conditions of behavior, of goodness, of badness. And if you violate those conditions, I'm not sure the love is the same. And maybe that's what happened to God, as it might have also happened to this young man's parents.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, too, on that note, with God's love for us, there's this covenant love that is described in Scripture. God's faithfulness is extended to 1,000 generations, and even with the Noah story, God sees Noah, saves him and his family. With Sodom and Gomorrah, it says that God remembered Abraham and rescued Lot, and there's other instances, but I agree in terms of human love to one another that it's to be able to love unconditionally is something that I don't think any human has ever attained. But you had made a great point about media and what we take in as people and how that shapes us, and while on one hand it's interesting that his favorite this young man, Mr. Holmes, his favorite video game was Guitar Hero. Did you pick up on that?
No, but his favorite villain was the Joker.
Yes, and so here you have kind of a dichotomy there. You've got a very violent taste in movies, but a very non-violent taste in...
Well, that's not true necessarily, because a lot of the music in Guitar Hero is pretty hard-edged rock with lyrics and musicality that are very aggressive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He may have chosen and loved those the Guitar Hero versions that were metal and extremely hard rock.
Yeah,
or for that matter, rap, which of course is prolific with ugly imagery, not exclusively, but a lot. So we don't know. And, the other thing I really wonder, we don't have time, but, Wayne was suggesting that, and a lot of the media suggests that anyone who perpetuates a crime like this is crazy. I don't agree. Yes, of course there are mentally ill people that do horrible things, but I think there's a choice in life to be good or to be evil, and some people are just plain evil. What do you think?
Boy, that's like you said, that we don't have enough time to go into that. But I think
next week we'll do two segments.
Let's do that.
Okay, I will make sure not to book the subsequent segment. And let's continue this dialogue, because we're out of time now, and this is way too big. I don't want you to feel that we're limited. But please post both the transcript and the video of your sermon. And I know we all would like to see it as soon as you can.
Great.
And tell our audience where they can find you, Pastor Drew.
Well, right now on Facebook, with the vanity name Surfer Drew, so facebook.com/SurferDrew.
Okie doke. We will be back with special guest Gina Schreck after these messages. Thank you, Pastor Drew, and I look forward to two sessions with you next week, or two segments, I should say. Stay tuned for Gina Schreck and the Women's Room.